Thank you, Jim, for those beautiful words on Thanksgiving morning. And now we will receive the gift of music and share our blessings. And let us give joyously this day for our, as I said, our gifts will go to the Christian Service Fund to help members, friends, and strangers who are in need. And let us pray for food and water, for all the blessings of the land you have given us, for family and friends who enrich our lives. Our hearts overflow with thanksgiving to you, O God. In Jesus Christ, we have been shown a way to the wholeness you intend for each of us. Receive these offerings as a joyous expression of our gratitude. Amen. And you may be seated. Thank you.
Jesus models for us the perfect Thanksgiving feast. He gathered all of his friends, all of his gentlemen who were about to betray him, even the one that would deny him. He invited them all to this feast of Thanksgiving. And he did the most amazing thing. In spite of those who would deny and betray him, but surrounded also by their love, he gave thanks. And he looked them all in the eye and he said, "I love you." And he looked them all in the eye and said, "I forgive you." And so let us model our Thanksgiving feast the way that Jesus spreads a feast for all of us. He also said that all were welcome at this table, for Christ invites us to this very feast. And so what a privilege and what an honor it is to gather at Christ's table and share in that love and in that Thanksgiving. What an amazing feast. And may we too model that feast in our own homes or wherever we go this day and in the days ahead, whenever we gather with those that we love, with those that may have harmed us, but those that we gather together. What an honor. And so today we remember that feast. And so let us pray. Almighty God, we give you thanks for this feast, and we ask you to send your Holy Spirit on this bread and on this wine, on our gifts and on us. Strengthen our universal church that it may be the champion of peace and justice in all the world. Restore the earth with your grace that is able to make all things new, and be present with us as we share this meal and throughout all our lives, that we may know you and love you as the Holy One, who with Christ and the Holy Spirit lives forever. And so Jesus calls us to remember that night when he took the bread and he broke it and he gave thanks, saying, "This is my body broken for you. Whenever you take of this bread, do so in remembrance of me. And remember how deeply you are loved." In the same way, he took the wine and he poured it out generously, saying, "This is a cup of the new covenant, a covenant of love and forgiveness poured out for each of you. And whenever you take of this bread or of this wine, remember you are loved, forgiven, and welcome at this table." And so, ministering to you in his name, we give you this bread and this cup, and we invite you to come forward down the center aisle, take a piece of bread, and then proceed to the sides and take the cup and partake of it immediately. And so come now, for all things are ready. Thank you. And let us pray. Bountiful God, we give you thanks that you have refreshed us at your table by granting us the presence of Christ. Strengthen our faith, increase our love for one another, and send us forth into the world in courage and in peace, rejoicing in the power of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Let us rise and sing.
Sing a response for this Thanksgiving morning. And following that, please greet one another in the name of Christ and with thanksgiving on your hearts and on your lips. Receive now this blessing. And now, may God support you all the day long until the shadows lengthen, the evening comes, and the busy world is hushed. Then may God grant you rest, peace, and hope for tomorrow. Amen.